In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
Once again, I give thanks to God for gathering our brothers and sisters on this blessed day to worship Him.
再一次感谢神，在这个祝福的日子，弟兄姐妹能够在一起，从敬拜他。
So we ask that the grace and the mercy of God be with each and every one of us here today.
所以我们求神的慈爱与恩典与所有的弟兄姐妹同在。
For this service, I'm going to share with you a parable taught by Jesus Christ.
今天我想跟大家分享的是主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
That is the parable of the wheat and the tares.
这是关于麦子与稗子的比喻。
When Jesus Christ was on this world, he taught the multitude and the disciples with parables.
在主耶稣在世上的时候，他跟众人、跟他的使徒讲了许多的比喻。
Some of the parables were not well understood by the disciples.
有一些比喻呢，并没有被使徒很被使徒所了解。
So according to the gospel, they would come to Jesus and ask Jesus to further explain to them.
根据福音书，他们会到主耶稣面前，请主耶稣继续的来解释。
Many of his parables are concerned with the matters concerning the kingdom of God.
这许多的比喻呢，是有关于天国的比喻。
And obviously, the kingdom of God is a reference to the church of God. In this world,
天国的比喻就是在世上呢，就是神的教会。
Now we turn to Matthew chapter 13.
我们现在请翻到马太福音书十三章。
The parable begins from verse 24 all the way to verse 30.
这个比喻呢，从二十四节一直到三十节。
And then Jesus explained the parable starting from verse 36 to 43.
主耶稣解释这个比喻是从三十六节到四十三节。
Jesus Christ did not normally explain, you know, like give a further explanation to his parable.
主耶稣基本上他不会再给他的比喻有更多的解释。
And this is like, you know, an exception, one of the exceptions.
这是所有的例外中的一个。
So here you find that in Matthew 13, he actually explained his parable.
所以我们看到马太福音书十三章，主耶稣基督事实上解释了他的比喻。
Because his disciple came to him and asked him to explain the parable of the tares and the wheat to them.
因为主耶稣的门徒到了主耶稣面前，要求他解释麦子与稗子的比喻。
Okay, now we first go through this. Parable briefly.
So, 我们很简单的，大家把这个比喻走过一次。
We can look at the verse 24.
我们看二十四节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 24.
马太福音书十三章二十四节。
Here Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in the field."
二十四节，耶稣又设个比喻对他们说。天国好像人撒好种在田里。
So you know, at night, you know, everyone has gone to sleep. Then the enemy came and sowed this tares amongst the wheat.
在晚上睡觉的时候，敌人来了，他们就把这个稗子撒在田里面。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
But when the grain has sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared.
二十六节，到长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来了。
So he said to his servants.
所以他跟他的仆人说。
An enemy has done this.
这是敌人做的。
The servant said to him, "Do you want us then to go and gather them up?"
仆人说，你要我们去入出来吗？
Meaning to uproot the tares.
就是说要把他们把这个稗子拔出来。
Jesus said, "No." If they were to do it, then they would uproot the wheat as well.
主人说不必，恐怕如稗子，连麦子也拔出来。
So Jesus asked them to wait until the wheat is fully ripe.
主耶稣让他们等到这个麦子是，完全长大了。
So when they, you know, harvest the wheat, they can uproot the tares and the wheat together.
当收成的时候，他们就可以把麦子跟稗子一起的收成。
And then bind the tares up and burn the tares.
然后可以把稗子筛出来，然后把稗子烧掉。
This is the parable that Jesus spoke.
这是主耶稣所讲的一个比喻。
Now we look at the meaning here, given by Christ.
我们看看他基督在这个比喻里面所给我们的意义。
We read verse 37.
我们读37节。
Chapter 13, verse 37.
13章37节。
He answered and said to them, He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man.
他回答说，那撒好种的就是人子。
The Son of Man here refers to Christ. Yeah.
所以这个人子就是说的是基督。
It's like Christ in this world. He went about from one place to another to spread the good tidings.
所以人子在这个世界上从这一边到那边去散布这个好消息。
He also taught his disciples so that his disciples could go around telling people the matters concerning the kingdom of God.
他也告诉他的门徒，所以他的门徒可以四处去讲有关于天国的福音。
Verse 38.
38节。
And the field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one.
三十八节，田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子，稗子就是那恶者之子。
You know that in the parable of the sower, the seed refers to the word of God.
在这个比喻里面，这个种。
In the parable of the sower, 在撒种的比喻。
在撒种的比喻里面，这个种子就是比喻着世界。
The word of God.
这种子就是神的道理。
But here we find that the good seed here.Are the sons of the kingdom of God.
这个好种的就是天国，撒好种的就是好种的就是天国之子。
And the tares are the sons of the wicked one.
稗子就是那恶者之子。
And the field is the world. The field, 田地就是。
田地就是这个世界。
We know that Jesus Christ commanded his disciple to go to preach in the world.
主耶稣叫命令他的门徒去这世界传福音。
You know, to bring with them the gospel of salvation.
带着救恩的福音。
So that you know those who listen to the gospel and if they were willing to accept, then they shall become the disciples of Jesus Christ.
所以那些听到福音的，他们愿意接受的，他们就会是主耶稣的门徒。
So when we look at Acts of the Apostles.
所以我们看到使徒的行动。使徒行传。
After the ascension of Christ,
主耶稣升天之后。
The Spirit was poured down.
神的灵降下来了。
And the disciples were endued with power from on high.
门徒就得到了能力。
So they went out to preach the gospel.
所以他们出去传福音。
So in the process, they established many churches.
在这个过程当中，他们就建立了许多的教会。
So we see that there were many churches in the world.
所以我们看到有很多的教，在这个世界上有很多的教会。
Though the field here is the world.
所以这个田地就是这个世界。
There are many God's chosen people, those who have accepted the gospel.
这有许多神的选民，他们接受了神的福音。
Now verse 39.
第三十九节。
Chapter 13, verse 39.
马太福音书十三章三十九节。
The enemy who sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels.
第三十九节，撒稗子的仇敌就是魔鬼，收割的时候就是世界的末了，收割的人就是天使。
Here we find that every time when God, start working.Satan also works frantically.
所以我们这边看到，每次当神开始工作的时候，撒旦也开始工作。
When the good seeds are sown,
所以当这个好种撒出去的时候
，Satan also sow bad seed.
撒旦也把坏的种子撒了出来。
Here we find that both good seeds and bad seeds grow together.
所以我们看到好的种子跟坏的种子一起长大。
So what is Jesus trying to teach us here?
所以主耶稣基督在这边想要告诉我们什么呢？
Now, I think one of the key reason is to warn us that we must remain as good seed.
这边最主要的原因是要最主要的是要警告我们，我们要是保持是一个好的种子。
Because Satan has, you know, the influence to cause us to become bad.
因为撒旦有这个影响力，会让我们变成坏的种子。
Now I want you to read verse 41.
所以我们读四十一节。
Verse 41.
第四十一节。
The Son of Man will send out his angel, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness.
第四十一节，人子要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的，从他国里挑出来。
Here it tells us that this is what God is going to do to His kingdom.
所以这边告诉我们说，这是神要对他的国度所做的事情。
Yes, it's true that God has established His kingdom on earth.
是的，神建立了他的国度在这个世界上。
But we know that His kingdom is far from being perfect.
我们知道他的国度是离完美是很远的。
We know that we all need to be perfect.
我们都知道，我们都需要变成完美。
So to become perfect, we have been told we need to cultivate ourselves spiritually on a daily basis.
为了要变成完美，我们常常被告知说我们要常常的灵修我们自己。
But we know that sometimes.We are not easily changed.
我们知道有些时候我们不是很容易就改变了。
God must come to help us, yeah, to transform us by His power.
所以神一定会用他的能力来帮助我们改变我们自己。
Even allow us to pass through trials, and tribulations to change us.
就算是他要让我们通过一些苦难。来训练我们。
But it seems that, you know, in the Bible, there are people who are not willing to change.
但是看起来在圣经里面有很多人他们不愿意改变。
When we read the history of the chosen people of God,
当我们看到神的选民的历史的时候，
God sends his prophet time and again to warn them.
神让他的先知去警告他们。
And yet they refuse to heed the advice from the prophets.
但是他们拒绝听到，拒绝去做先知的忠告。
So according to the book of Jeremiah,
根据耶利米书，
there was a period of 10 years that God sent His prophet every morning to go and warn His people.
在十年的期间，神让他的先知每天早上去警告这些人。
And yet His people refused to listen to the words of the prophets.
但是这些选民他们拒绝去听。先知的话。
So to an extent that God has to do something drastic in order to bring them back.
所以神做了非常巨大的事情让他们回来。
To uproot them.
去把他们拔出来。
To demolish them.
去把他们毁灭掉。
So that they can be replanted and rebuilt.
所以他们都能够再重新栽植，重新再建立起来。
I think, you know, sometimes God has to do this on us.
所以我想有的时候神会做这些事情在我们的身上。
To allow us to change.
就让我们来改变。
So that we can wholeheartedly return to Him and to worship Him.
所以我们可以全心的回归他，来敬拜他。
And yet you find that there are people who refuse to change.
但是我们看到有些人拒绝去改变。
Here it says that God will gather them out of His kingdom all things that offend.
所以神要把一切他作恶的把他们都挑出来。
Offend. 那个使人跌倒。
使人跌倒的。
Now, my version said offend, offenses.
我的版本是说使人跌倒的还是复数。
Offenses 就是那个得罪人的。
得罪人的。Yeah.
Right.Now, we turn to the Gospel of Luke.
我们翻到路加福音。
Please turn to the Gospel of Luke.
请翻到路加福音。
Chapter 17.
十七章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 17.
路加福音书十七章。
We read verse 1.
第一节。
Chapter 17, verse 1.
路加福音书十七章第一节。
Then he said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come.But woe to him through whom they do come.
十七章第一节，耶稣又对门徒说：“绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。”
In my version, offenses also refers to stumbling blocks.
在我的版本里面，绊倒人的就好像是也是说是绊脚石的意思。
It's like, you know, Jesus saying to us that, you know, these offenses cannot be avoided.
所以就像主耶稣说的，这个绊倒人的事是不能免的。
But it will come. It will come.
但是他还是会是会来的。
Now but woe to him through whom they do come.
但是那绊倒人的有祸了。
Meaning that, you know, if I cause someone to stumble,
就是说如果我让人跌倒了。
Then, you know, woe will come upon me.
那祸就会来到我的身上。
Jesus is going to remove, you know, all the offense.From his kingdom.
主耶稣会把所有绊倒人的人都把从他的国里赶出来。
Now think about, you know, what would cause a person to stumble, say, in the kingdom of God.
我们想想看，是什么会让神在是什么会让人在神的国度里跌倒？
You know, in the community of faith. Yeah.
在我们信徒当中。
Sometimes we may discover that, you know, certain individuals, yeah.May stop coming to the church.
我们会发现 maybe 有些人或许有些人会停止来到教会。
You know, I think as far as I know, one of the offenses is our words.
我想就我所知的有一个绊倒人的原因就是我们所说的话。
Sometimes our words can harm.
有的时候我们的话能够伤害。
Sometimes our words can, you know, really cause a lot of grief or grievances to others.
我们有时候我们的话语可以让人非常的忧伤。
So we must be very careful with our words.
所以我们对我们所讲的话要非常的小心。
So in the community of God.
所以在神的国度当中。
We must be determined to speak only gracious words to one another.
我们要下定决心，我们只要说有造就的话。
Because we are here to build one another up.
因为我们在这里是要互相造就的。
In fact, this is the like, you know,the duty that we need to fulfill.
实际上，这好像就是我们所要做的工作。
We are here to build up the church of God.
我们在这边要建立神的教会。
And one of the ways is to speak gracious words to one another.
一个方法就是我们要讲互相造就的话。
How can we, you know, speak words of grace to others?
我们可以怎么讲有造就的话？
First, the nature of the person must be changed.
第一个就是人的本性要改变。
Our words reflect what is in the heart.
我们的话就是我们心里面所想的。
Our words tells us who we are.
我们的话就表示说我们是谁。
If we are able to speak gracious words,
如果我们可以讲非常有造就的话，
it means that the person within has been shaped by the power of the Holy Spirit or shaped by the Word of God.
那就表示说我们里面的人，我们被神的灵充满，我们被神的道理所充满，所改变。
That's the reason why we always need to cultivate ourselves.
这就是为什么我们一直要灵修我们自己。
Pray that our nature be transformed.
去祷告，让我们的本性能够改变。
So that this transformed nature can be reflected in our words.
所以这些改变呢，能够在我们所讲的话中所表现出来。
In this way, we will not cause any harm to others.
所以我们不会造成对别人的伤害。
Jesus said, you know, offenses cannot be avoided.
主耶稣说，绊倒人的事是不能避免的。
Meaning that, you know, sometimes people might speak words that hurt us.
就是说，有的时候人也许会讲话来伤害到我们。
If we are cultivated,
如果我们有灵修，
then you find that, you know, the words of others will not really affect us.
你会发现到别人的话并不会对我们有什么影响。
Because we know, in whom we believe.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。
I want to read Philippians.
我们要读腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
请翻到腓立比书。
We read chapter 4.
第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
We read verse 5.
第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
第四章第五节。
Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand.
第五节，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
You know, as far as my version is concerned, there are two meanings assigned to this word.
在我的版本里面有这句话有两个意义。
Gentleness has two meanings here.
Gentleness.
那个温柔。
温柔有两个，也有两个意义。
First is graciousness.
第一个就是
有恩慈。
有恩慈。
The second is forbearance.
第二个就是忍耐。
Okay. Now, if we are gentle,
如果我们很温柔。
That is our nature. Let's assume that is our nature.
我们来假设这是我们的本性。
So whatever comes out from our mouth is gracious.
所以从我们嘴里所讲出来的话都是恩慈的。
Because we have the nature of God in us.
因为我们有神的本性在我们里面。
So the other one is forbearance.
另外一个是忍耐。
Meaning we are able to endure patiently.
因为这表示说我们可以有非常有耐心。
When we are wronged, when we are hurt,
当我们被人伤害或是被人冒犯的时候，
we are able to forbear.
我们可以忍耐。
Forbearance is like a cushion.
你知道忍耐就好像是一个垫一样。
Cushion. Okay, if you place it in front of you.
如果你放在你的前面
when someone hits you,
当有人打你的时候
you won't really feel the force
你绝不会
of the hitting,、yeah?
你不会感觉到被打的力量
Why? Because the cushion absorbed the force
因为这个垫子把这个力量吸收起来了
On the contrary, if there's nothing in front of you, you place nothing in front of you
相反的来说如果你在你的前面没有任何的东西
when someone hits you,
当有人打你的时候
you will feel the full force of the hitting
你会感觉到这个被打的 全部的力量。
You can even suffer what? Internal injury.
你甚至会受到内伤。
So if you have cultivated yourself, cultivated yourself,
如果你有灵修你自己的话
it's like you always place in front of you a cushion.
就是好像说你一直在你的前面都有一个垫子有一个保护。
You find that you are not easily hurt by others.
你就发现到你不会很容易的被别人伤害到。
Even though people might punch you,
就算有人打你揍你
because the cushion is able to absorb the force
因为这个垫子这个保护是在前面他们能够把这个力量吸收起来
you will not be hurt
所以你不会被伤害到
this is important
这个是非常重要的
we need to be gentle
我们需要有温柔
meaning being gracious
就是表示说我们要有恩慈
and also being forbearing
而且我们要有能够忍耐
in this way we will not offend others and we will not beEasily offended.
在这个世界上，我们不会得罪人，也不会容易轻易的被人得罪。
We turn back to Matthew chapter 13.
我们翻回马太福音书十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音书十三章。
And here it also says to remove those who practice lawlessness.
这里也说要把那些行恶的人拔除、毁掉。
We turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音书第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音书第七章。
We read from verse 21 to 23.
我们读21节到23节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23.
马太福音书第七章二十一节到二十三节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
马太福音书第七章二十一节，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人都不能进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name?And done many wonders in your name.
第二十二节，当那日必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”
Verse 23.
二十三节。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我就明明地告诉他们说：“我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
To many of us, we tend to believe that this passage is not directed to us.
我们里面有许多人相信这些讯息不是对我们所说的。
You know, subconsciously we believe that this message is given to those who are not, you know, the members of the true church.
在我们的潜意识里面，我们认为说这个讯息是告诉不是真耶稣教会信徒的人。
We need to understand that this is part of the message that Jesus Christ taught his disciple on the mount.
我们要了解这个讯息，这个是主耶稣在山上面告诉他门徒的讯息的一部分。
He gave this message to warn his own disciple.
他把这个信息给出来，去警告他的门徒。
So in a way, this is also a message for us today, the believers of God in the true church.
相同的，他这个讯息也是告诉我们，今天的我们是相信神真教会的信徒。
We may say that we don't practice lawlessness, we don't practice iniquity.
我们也许会说，我们从来不作恶。
But here we find that if we do not do the will of the Father in heaven,
但是这边我们发现，如果我们没有遵行天父旨意，
then we can become a worker of lawlessness or a worker of iniquities.
所以我们就发现我们或许会变成一个作恶的人。
We know that the will of the Father, includes everything that the Bible teaches us about.
我们知道天父的旨意是在圣经里面所有讲到的神的旨意。
We cannot pick only a certain aspects of God's words and keep them and not the others.
我们不能够只选部分的来遵守而不管其他的。
According to the book of Deuteronomy,
根据
申命记 and the children of God are required to keep the whole law of God.
神的儿子需要保守所有的神的律法，遵守神的所有的律法。
Likewise, today we need to do our very best by the power of God to keep every aspect of the truth.
同样的，今天我们要用尽我们的全力，靠神的力量来遵守神所有的律法。
Otherwise, we can be called the workers of lawlessness or the workers of iniquities.
不然的话，我们就会被称为作恶的人。
For example, we are required to love one another. We are required to worship God. We are required to serve Him diligently.
举例来说，我们要求被互相爱，我们要来侍奉神，我们要侍奉神。
Have we done all this?
我们有做到这些吗？
Sometimes when we question ourselves.
有的时候我们问我们自己。
Or if we make an honest assessment of ourselves.
我们如果是好好的我们诚实的来面对自己。
We find that we have failed in many areas.
我们发现我们在许多的方面我们都失败了。
That's why while we are still alive, we need to do our best to correct ourselves.
那就是为什么当我们还活着的时候，我们要尽我们的全力来改变我们自己。
So we hope that you know by the grace of God, we can attain to the level that God desires us to attain to.
所以靠着神的恩典，我们能够达到神所要我们要求到的。
I want you to turn to Luke as well.
我们再翻到路加福音书。
Luke chapter 13.
路加福音书十三章。
Please turn to the Gospel Luke chapter 13.
请翻到路加福音书第十三章。
We read verse 27.
二十七节。
Chapter 13, verse 27.
十三章二十七节。
But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from, depart from me, all you workers of iniquities.
二十七节，他要说，我告诉你们，我不晓得你们是哪里来的。你们这一切作恶的人，离开我去吧。
This is, you know, like a conclusion to the parable of Jesus here.
这里好像是主耶稣他的比喻的一个结论。
There was an occasion the disciple came to Jesus.
在有一次主耶稣的门徒来到主耶稣的面前。
They went through the villages.
他们经过了一些村庄。
So one person came to Jesus and asked him.
有一个人来到主耶稣面前问他。
Lord, are there few who are saved?
主耶稣说得救的有多问主耶稣说得救的人多吗
So the person here was asking Jesus concerning the number of people who would be saved.
所以这个人来到主耶稣的面前问说有多少人能够得救
What did Jesus say to him?
主耶稣对他怎么说呢
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
Strive to enter through the narrow gate.
你们要努力进窄门。
For many, I said to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
And again, we feel that this message is not for us.
再一次又一次的，我们觉得这个讯息不是对我们而说的。
Why? Because we are already in the household of God.
为什么？因为我们觉得我们已经在神的家了。
We have already entered through the narrow gates.
我们已经进到了这个窄门。
But if you look at it very carefully,
但是你如果仔细的看，
it's not talking about people out with the church. It's talking about people within the church, within the community of faith.
这个不是在讲在教会以外的。 的人，这是在讲教会里面的人，这是讲神的家里的事情。
We turn to Isaiah.
我们请翻到以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 26.
请翻到以赛亚书二十六节。二十六章，抱歉，以赛亚书二十六章。
Isaiah chapter 26.
以赛亚书二十六章。
We read verse 1 and verse 2.
我们读第一节、第二节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah.
当那日，在犹大地必人必唱这首唱这歌。
We have a strong city.
我们有坚固的城。
God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks.
神要将救恩定为城墙为外坡。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Open the gates.That the righteous nation, which keeps the truth, may enter in.
敞开城门，使守信的义民得以进入。
Here it talks about opening the gates.
这里讲到要打开城门。
Now who can enter these gates?
谁能够进到这个门里面呢？
The righteous people.
这个行义的人。
Those who keep the truth of God.
这些保持神的真理的人。
Yes, today we are God's children.
是的，今天我们是神的儿女。
We need to come to the presence of God.
我们需要来到神的面前。
How can we come before Him?
我们怎么样能够来到他的面前呢？
By keeping the truth.
我们要遵守神的真道。
Again, we find that sometimes, even though we are in the church, but we do not exactly keep His word.
再一次，我们发现有的时候，就算我们在教会，但是我们并没有真真实实的遵守他的道理。
Now, if you look at, you know, the book of Revelation, yeah.
当你看到启示录的时候
look at the perfect city.
当你看到这个完美的城市
there are three gates to each side of the city. There are four sides.
这个城市有四边，但是在有三边，每一边各有一个墙，各有一个门。
四边每一边有三个门。
四边每一边有三个门。
You know, the gate is like made of a pearl.
这个门是由珍珠做的。
And we know that the pearls represents the truth.
我们知道珍珠代表着是真理。
So if you want to enter,
所以如果你要进去的话
we need to like rely on the truth in order to get access into the temple of God.
我们要靠着真理才能够进去神的殿。
Meaning if we do not practice the word,
如果你没有行神的真道
even though we are in the church,
就算我们在神的教会
we can never come to the presence of God.
我们绝对不会能够来到神的面前
we can never be close to him.
我们绝对没有办法能够接近他
That's why only those who keep the truth of God,
那就是为什么只有人遵守神的真道的人
can get entry into the presence of the Lord.
才能够进去到神的面前
And for that reason, you and I must work hard.
所以为了这个原因我们必须要努力
That's why Jesus says, strive to enter by the narrow gate.
所以这是神为什么主耶稣为什么说我们要努力进窄门
If you think about the word strive, what does it mean?
如果你看看这个努力是什么意思呢
You need to put all your effort into getting access into the temple of God.
你要尽你的全力得到这个能够进到神的殿的方法
Meaning you must do it wholeheartedly.
表示说你要全心全意去做。
You must do everything that you can to make sure that you will enter by the narrow gate.
你要做你所能做的，能确保你能够进这个窄门。
Today, if we do not strive,
如果我们今天不努力的话
we do not pray,
我们不祷告
we do not read the Bible,
我们不读经
we don't even care about our faith,
我们不管我们的信仰
how can we come before the presence of God?
我们怎么能够来到神的面前呢
I want to read Revelation.
我要读启示录。
Chapter 22.
二十二章。
Revelations chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。
We read 14.
十四节。
Revelations chapter 22 verse 14.
启示录二十二章十四节。
Blessed are those who do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gate into the city.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了。可得权柄能到生命树那里也能从门进城。
Here is not talking about, you know, people who do not know God.
这里不是讲到不认识神的人。
Chapter 22 of Revelation talks about the perfect church.
启示录二十二章讲到这个完美的教会。
Blessed are those who do his commandments.
那些能够遵守神诫命的人有福了。
I think in another translation it says, those who wash their robe white.
在另外一个翻译里面讲说，如果是你能够把你的白袍袍子洗干净的人。
You know, the robe represents behaviors, our behavior.
你知道这个外袍是代表着我们的行为。
I'm a Christian, a worker of God today.
我是基督徒，我是神的工人。
But my behavior might not be right before God.
但是我的行为在神面前或许是不对的。
So how can I get access into the temple?
所以我怎么能够进到神的殿里面去呢？
By cleansing myself.
我要把我自己洁净。
By making sure that you know my garment is white before God.
要确定我的衣服是干净的，在神的面前。
I need to keep the commandments of God.
我需要遵守神的诫命。
So today, if we don't do anything about our faith,
所以你今天如果对你的信仰不做任何事情的话
，When Christ comes again,
当基督来的时候
，And then He will say to us, "You workers of iniquities."
他会跟我们说，你这作恶的人。
You cannot come to my presence.
你不能够来到我的面前。
Now we turn back to Matthew.
我们翻回到马太福音书。
Matthew.
马太福音
chapter 13,
十三章
we read verse 42.
我们请读四十二节，十三章四十二节
chapter 13, verse 42.
十三章四十二节
And will cast them into the furnace of fire, there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
四十二节，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
That is the consequence of those who do not draw close to God.
这个就是对不接近神的人的后果。
You know, it's like we have been chosen to be God's children.
就像我们被选为神的儿女。
And for some reason, we become what the sons of the wicked one.
为了某些原因，我们变成作恶的人的儿子。
So we must make sure that we are always God's children.
所以我们要确定我们一直都会是神的儿女。
I think John also pick up on this subject and talk about it.
我想约翰福音书里面也有讲到这个事情。
Turn to First John.
我们请翻到约翰一书。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
Chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
We read verse 10.
第十节。
First John chapter 3 verse 10.
约翰一书第三章第十节。
In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother.
约翰一书第三章第十节。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
This message is given to the church.
这个讯息是给教会的。
Here John is like, you know, he makes it very clear.
这边约翰长老让他讲得非常的清楚。
Even within the kingdom of God, there are two groups of people.
就算在神的国度里面，有两个不同群体的人。
These people have been chosen by God.
这些人都是被神所选的。
But one group, they are called the children of God.
但是一个团体的人是称作神的儿女。
Why? Because they practice righteousness and they love one another.
为什么呢？因为他们行义，而且互相相爱。
The other group, they are people who do not practice righteousness and they do not love one another.
另外一个团体，他们是不行义，也不爱弟兄姐妹的。
They were children of God before.
他们以前是神的儿女
，and now they become what the children of Satan.
但是呢，他们现在变成撒旦的儿女。
It's like you know they have been changed from wheat to tares.
就好像他们是从麦子变成了稗子。
So we have to be very cautious.
所以我们要非常的谨慎。
We know that we believe in Jesus. Ultimately, we want to be saved.
我们知道，我们相信神，我们相信主耶稣，最终的目的，我们就是要得救。
We want to see the face of Jesus.
我们要看到主耶稣的面。
But we need to preserve our status as God's children.
但是我们要保守我们的状态是在神的儿女。
We must practice righteousness.
我们必须要行义。
What is righteousness?
什么是义？
To do what is right in the eyes of God.
我们要做在神眼里看为对的事情。
To please the Lord.
去取悦神。
So everything that we do.
所以我们做。在我们生命里面所做的任何事情
，We must pursue to please the Lord.
我们一定要去取悦神。
To please God, we put the word of God into good use in life.
去取悦神，我们就把神的道理放在我们的生命里面去好好的来用。
In this way you find that we are the children of God.
在这个世界上你发现我们是神的儿女。
Now it also says anyone who does not love is not the children of God.
这边也说你不互相相爱的也不是神的儿女。
Sometimes we find this very difficult to do.
有时候我们发现这是非常难做的。
But actually it's not difficult.
但实际上它不是很难的。
If we put our heart to it,
如果你用心去做，
we transform ourselves,
我们改变我们自己。
We yield to the Spirit of God,
我们用神的灵。
我们服在神的灵。Yield to the Spirit of God.
我们顺服神的灵。
Then we are able to do it.
所以我们能，然后我们就能够做它。
Because the Spirit is more powerful than our will.
因为神的灵是比我们自己的意识更有力量的。
He is able to guide us to do it.
他能够引导我们去做这些事情。
Sometimes in the church, when we see reconciliation, we are very happy.
当我有的时候我们在教会，我们看到大家和好的时候，我们非常的高兴。
I want to tell you a testimony.
我要告诉你一个见证。
There was a sister. She passed away already.
有一个姐妹她已经过世了。
You know, before she died.
在她过世之前。
She was diagnosed with liver cancer.
她被发现有。
It's terminal.
她被发现有末期的肝癌。
So, you know, obviously she was very upset.
当然刚开始当然她一定会非常的沮丧。
So she came to the church.
所以她来到了教会。
You could see that, you know, she like seized hold of every opportunity to serve.
你可以看到他抓住所有的机会来服侍神。
Every time she was in the church, she would like hoover the church, sweep the church.
当每次他来到教会的时候，他都会打扫教会的地，吸教会的地。
There was one thing that she did that really touched the entire church.
那有一件事情他做了，感动了所有的教会。
Because
所有教会的人。
Because the sister and the family was not in good terms.
因为这个姐妹跟她的家人相处的并不好。
So you know she realized that she need to do something about it.
所以她发现到她需要做一些事情。
So she took the initiative to reconcile with her family members.
所以她主动跟她的家人和好。
So you know, she actually did it in the church.
实际上她是在教会里面做的。
So it was very touching.
所以这是非常感动的。
So later on, I think after one or two years, she died.
我想过了一两年，她过世了。
You said this sister can see the Lord without fear.
所以这个姐妹能够坦然无惧的见神。
Why?
为什么？
Because she has done the right thing.
因为她有做对的事情。
She love, you know, her family.
她爱她的家人。
By reconciling with them.
与她的家人和好。
Actually, we can all do it. We can all do it. It's not difficult.
实际上，我们都可以这样做。它并不是很难的。
The question is, do we really want to do it?
这问题是我们真的想要做吗？
If we rely on God, it's not a problem.
如果你靠着神，那不是一个问题。
Because God is all powerful.
因为神是全能的。
He can help us to do it.
他可以帮助我们做这些事情。
If we do not do it,
如果你不做这些事，
then we are called the children of Satan, the wicked one.
那我们就是什么？我们就被称作作恶人的儿女。
Then we shall be what? Gathered up and, you know, tied up and shall be burned.
那我们就会被拔出来，绑在一起，然后烧掉。
Now we sing a hymn.
那我们唱诗。